the Siyata Deshmaya. We'll do what we can to try to, as much as we can, and whatever we can't do now, that we'll do after Pesach on these inyanim. Please open your Gemara. We're holding here in the sugya of what is a proper shoe for chalitza, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is in Yecheskel, talks about tachash. I saw in one of the svarim, I couldn't believe it. It said the chatchila should use orshel tachash. What is tachash?
Seal.
What'd you say? A seal?
I guess with the GPS stuff.
Yeah, yeah, Arthur doesn't translate because they don't know what it is.
I don't know where they found those in the desert.
He's going to look for a query.
Oh, that's true. Not kosher.
I should really look in the Living Torah. That's Arya Kaplan. He sometimes jumps in where Arthur fears to tread, and he gives translations. But I was wondering, they said, use a chatchila or tachash. We don't know what a tachash is. We pass in Laloch and use any leather. Tois discusses the question, it has to be a behemoth tahora. And most posts can say it doesn't have to be a behemoth tahora. Chatchila should be a behemoth tahora. What's unique about, of course, a tachash is it's coming from an animal. And there's a discussion of other things which come from animals. Say seir, kulo shel seir. Well, it comes from the animal, right? The hair. Ahu kroka mikri. It's not called a nal. Chotz a nal o me'al raglo. It's not a nal. It's a kroka. And the post can discuss exactly what that means. Why is this? It's a how you define one, how you define another. So let's analyze a little bit. There's something else that comes from an animal, which is called semer. That we're very familiar with. Wool. Wool. Can you use a shoe made from wool? So the Beis Shmuel that we started, that was the Mar Makomas for yesterday Shir, is in Simon Kuf Samach Tes of Cotton Yud Gimel, suggests, yes, you have a shoe made from wool, maybe it's okay. It comes from an animal. If he toasts his things, maybe it would in fact be good. We saw the last line of Kuf Beis Amud Beis talks about Bimok. And that may be something of this nature. It says the Rajba disagrees. The Rajba has to be actual leather. Actual leather. Tachash. Or. So the question is raised by the Beis Shmuel, it has to be leather, so hair is also not leather. So why does it say when it comes to sayer that it's no good? Kraka, it's not a noun, just say it's not or. I saw in the footnote on the beautiful Lusha Chanoch that I have, because it suggests the following answer. He says that, you know, semer or the like is not comparable to or whatsoever, because semer has to be spun and woven, as opposed to leather, just a flat sheet. However, if you use hair, you're able to put the hair and sort of make what he calls levadim out of it, without spinning it, without really weaving it, and therefore it's more comparable to or, and the only reason it's no good is because it's a kraka, not a nal. If it had been called a nal, it would be good from seir as opposed to tzemer. Interesting. The closest we have this in real life, I recall the children of Moshe. Rav Moshe was opposed to those fiberglass net tzitzis. You know what I'm talking about?
Mesh.
What's it called?
Mesh.
Mesh. Oh. It's ridiculous, he said. That's not a garment. A garment has to be spun and woven and sewed like that. Not just something. He didn't like that. Rav Moshe was opposed to that. And he used an argument similar to what we're discussing over here, the distinction between one kind of preparing cloth as opposed to the mesh, which is more like leather. He says if it's leather, it's not a beggar for the purpose of tzitzis. It's a printed shuva, Niglas Moshe, or Chaim. I think if you see it, you'll see a logic similar to what we're discussing over here. Okay, fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that we were discussing today, again, is the 10th day of Nisan, the Lord of the 10th day of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. We read yesterday a Nemukah Yosef who allows you to wear certain kinds of garments which on your feet, which are made from cloth, things of this nature. He says it's permissible. He says it's permissible to wear it. However, he uses a lashon that if you have a little mechush, there's a little bit of your feet hurt, then it's permissible. The truth to tell, let's go back. Some people weren't even here yesterday. Let's open up to the book of Yosef one more time. We'll see his citation, which you'll see soon. Although he claims to be quoting the Ritva, he omits certain very, very significant lines. Again, those of you who have completed the Ma'amar Komos, maybe some of you might not have, you'll see that you may realize what he omitted. Take a look over here. It's page Sadi Vov. On the discussing what's permissible on Yom Kippur and what's not permissible on Yom Kippur, he has certain leniencies. A person can wear certain types of na'alayim, which are not made from, or if there's a particular need. If there's a need, what's the need? What's the need? The need is that it's, you have a mechush, you have, if you're dirty, things of this nature. The based on that citation, the Bach paskins, that if you have no need, no particular need, then you may not wear these things. And the Bach says, Eidus, you're not going to believe this now, that his Rebbe's actually went barefoot on Yom Kippur. Nothing on their feet. I'd be honest with you, if someone walked in like that in my shul on Yom Kippur, I'd throw them out. I said, wait a minute, I'm the Bach's Rebbe. You don't look that old. But the Bach says the Rebbe went barefoot on Yom Kippur. They wouldn't wear socks. The Mishnah Brewer actually quotes this view in the Bir Halach, not in the Mishnah Brewer. I'm going to give it to you, Tuf Reish Yud Beis. No, it's not accurate. Tuf Reish Yud Dalit, the Bir Halacha. V'lo hedakti das habach hamach belelech yochef. Because the Mogan Avram and the Sasi, it's ridiculous. No one ever heard Shachar Chumrah. They don't understand where it came from. However, the Mishnah Berurah did quote the Chumrah, which some people keep to this very day. The Mechaber himself, also lino sandal omino shel or, only if it's leather, avol shel gemi, or shel kash, or shel beged, or shel sharminim, mutter, only leather is prohibited. So that's the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, excuse me, the Mishnah Berurah, you may not wear a wooden shoe. I remember when I came back from Eretz Yisrael, way 45 years ago, I was going through Europe and I ended up on Tisha B'Av in Holland. Yes, they wore those famous wooden shoes on Tisha B'Av. But according to this opinion, it's not allowed. Whose opinion is this? Who was Machmir? When it comes to wood, Rashi thinks wood is not allowed. He goes further and says, "V'chein." The word "v'chein" is an interesting word. Yesh machmirim shalolotis b'minol ha'osim milavodim shakorin valik v'osu k'minol shalanu v'hu megin al regel v'no margish klal shu yochef b'klal b'chalinu yu. What does that mean? We saw the Gemara says a difference between Megan and Eino Megan. A sock is not Megan. You walk in your socks, you step on something, oh, ooh, it hurts. You feel the the sharpness, whatever, the discomfort of walking on these kinds of surfaces, so the sock is permissible. But what about, let's say, what people wear today, sneakers? Most people today, I go to Shul Yom Kippur wearing sneakers, correct? You have to be careful. Some of the athletic sneakers, they all have leather in them. When we grew up, the great players that we were, what are they called, Keds?
Converse
or Keds, that's as fast as that was all made from cloth, garnished. Today, they're antiques. Can you still buy those kind of sneakers? Oh, you still can, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, because I thought it was mainly only Yom Kippur and Tisha of industry, which is not so profitable. But I'm still wearing mine from many, many years ago. You wear it only 2 days a year, it lasts for a very long time. So Baruch Hashem.
It's amazing with Converse.
Really?
Yeah, they're
the bad
shoe today.
What happened to Nike, all that with Michael Jordan or the Air Jordan? No more, none of that stuff.
Tchias
amazing. Okay. I'm not here to quibble. Whatever it may be, so it's more accessible, so it's good. Most posts, the Rechab is moderate, but there are those who are machmir. And using the word v'chein, it's not clear to me what the Mishnah Berurah means. This is an additional opinion. It goes beyond Rashi, who's machmir when it comes to wood. What's one and the same thing? The same way as wood is hard, this is also somewhat hard. You can't really feel, it feels the same as shoes on the bottom. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Elim chos b'yada mekilim, Shulchan Aruch and Rov Achronim are lenient. Take away these sneakers, no problem. Someone who wants to be machmer to go with socks, it's very nice. You have to walk on the street. Nah, you can't wear socks in the street. He's not suggesting that. You should really wear something else, but of course nothing made from leather. Okay, that's what he says. Most people I know do not take off their sneakers in the shul. Now, most of you go to Shul Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, people are wearing the sneakers or they kick them off and wearing the socks. What do you see? Some particularly wear it. Some take it off. Wow. Wow.
They see it because they
want to
let their feet
breathe
a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's tzaddikim. Oh, I thought they were tzaddikim. Doing it for their own comfort. Okay, but tell them that they're machmirim. Everyone loves to be a machmir today. So tell them that they're machmir. But I wear my sneakers the whole Tisha B'Av and the whole Yom Kippur. Not from the big machmirim. And it does give some support to the feet, which is okay. We'll see a little bit more before we stop with the sugya. That although the Nemuke Yosef, when he quotes these leniencies, refers to a specific case of somebody who has a need, a particular need that says a mechush, things of just want to get dirty, things of this nature. Okay, but the Ritva that he's supposedly quoting says three times, not less than three times, three separate times, seems to say it's absolutely mutter, which means it's mutter in any and all cases, not only when you're stuck, you have no alternative, etc., you're in pain. I'll read you the lashon of the Ritva. This is what he says about these kinds of garments, on palya shel beged, a thing of this nature, or other types of non-leather things, what the din is. Look what he writes. Shaminan mino. The kol she'en akori mino. Made from beged or klusons. Mutarim heim legamre b'yom ha-kippurim. A. B. V'yein b'am shemechash. There's nothing wrong whatsoever. And he says, mino shel or is Easter gomer. V'ha, if it's not made from leather, Shari legamre v'zebor three times. Notwithstanding three times, he also has exactly the same phrase that the Nemuke also quoted from him. Hilchach mi shachosh k'tzas begufo v'tzaruch lino davar mutav sheyino bate shokayim avo pi sheish b'mtanan, but not a mino shalor. That exact expression over here, mi shachosh k'tzas begufo, is found somewhere here in the Nemuke Yosef. We read it yesterday. The Bach had the Nemuke Yosef, didn't have the Ritva. Since he had the Nemuke Yosef and didn't have the Ritva, he ended at the conclusion, it's only permissible in a Shas HaTzchak. That's true, that's what it sounds like. Yesh chosh tzas begufo, your feet hurt you. But other than that, if your feet didn't hurt you, we don't find the Hetel L'chatchila. And I can't fault the Bach for saying that in the name of the Ritva, because then he also quotes the Ritva, but he left out three times, three, where the Ritva seems to say that it's Heter Gomer, Mamish Heter Gomer. So this is a problem. It's a problem. Again, the Megillah did not quote. Maybe the Megillah meant like the Rashba. You know, he's a Rebbe, he always quotes the Ritva. As I mentioned to you yesterday, end of the Shir, the Rashba, in fact, disagrees. And the Rashba says that it should not be done. At least he quotes an opinion that the Ramban says it should not be done based upon the Yerushalmi. That's how we ended the Shir yesterday, for those who remember. The Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi, and the Rashba quotes him over here in our Sugya. And implying that it's only permissible for what we call in our language an istinus, someone who's sensitive. So as the Ramban, okay, says the Rashba, the Ramban's raya ain't no raya, not to aser and apaya shall beg it for someone who's not an istinus, which was what the Ramban had said. What to be matel hakol pabo? What's the pshat? If you can't go in to find your rebbe, you can even wear leather shoes, based upon a sugya mesechta yuma daf ayin zayinam and base. And over here, Rabbi Osai, he was talking about what's called sul say. What's sul say? Not an apaya. Now below okay. Who could I mean in the kaman kufkin on the base? I showed you yesterday. Now prat the sulit she'en lo okev. Alma nalu shel or. Ela she'en lo okev. And that's why it's only mutter in the case of istinus. If it's made from cloth, it's mutter even if you're not an istinus. So writes the Rashba. The Balamor has a compromise view. The Balamor is found, they brought it in today. Here in Masechta Yuma, where this is discussed by the Rif and the others, and the Balamor writes as follows: Nira la mehilchas a Rif. That only thing which is prohibited is a leather shoe. Says the Balamor, no. He quotes Al Gemara Kuf Gimel and Yavamis. Hi Megan, v'hai lo Megan. And therefore, Abosai, the Gabe Tainus Sibir Yom Kippur, lo Sharina le Mepik v'sando Shosham lechatchila. It's true that Yeshua ben Levi was seen by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachmeni that he went out to Sandal Shosham. We don't rely upon it. Nor upon Rabbi Baruch Hanna said the same thing. Because Maskana de Shmaita Marava to Kuli Alma Minolu. And Rava is Basra, Rava wins. This is a Minol. You made from Sham. It's Megan. You may not wear them kippah. Avo Mikrach Sudra Akare Hovare Tanabi Alma Vla Minol. To wear a sock is absolutely no problem. No one ever called a sock a shoe. This is a sheet of the Balamor. The Balamor sheet. So those who are machmir and Yom Kippur, they found the Balamor. The Ramban disagrees. There's a long milchamas over here. And the Ramban seems to say that it's not leather, it's not called an owl. Finished. Oh. But now, Rabbi Osai, before we put away our Hilchos Yom Kippur, I'm going to show you a few more other things. I want to show you, just to say one of the more recent achronim, Rabbi Osai, in a sefer called the Mo'adim Uzmanim, Rav Sternberg Shlita, talks about this at some length. If you want to look it up, it's in Chelek Vov, Simen Chof Ches. Yes, sir.
Is it a compromise?
It's based on Gemara. Hi, Megan. Hello, Megan. Al Gemara, Kuf Gimel Man Aleph. So any shoe, even though it's not made from leather, if it's Megan, it's a problem. It's called a Nal. And even though when it comes to Chalitza, maybe no good, because you need Tachash, which we'll come back to again a little later on, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it'll be a problem. So writes the Baal HaMor. Comes out of Sternbuch with an incredible Chumrah. Listen to this now. Listen to this. Listen. He writes as follows. Bizman azeh roi lesser tfei. The other material was only bizmanam shedarchu al haoretz. People walked on the ground. Bizmanenu yishesh madrichot ve'asfalt ve'en avonim. People walk on sidewalks and pavement and gutters, and there's no, no one ever walks on stam land which has rocks in it. Regilim lotzeis kambinale gumi berchov shalom. Everyone walks around sneakers in our streets because there are no rocks. Therefore, dinam kemino mamish ein baminui. Rabosai. We never heard of someone who holds you're not allowed to walk out in what he calls exercise shoes, which we call sneakers, or sandals on Shabbos in the street. And the Gemara equated, we saw the Ritva yesterday, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and Chalitza. Nowadays, it's considered to be like a shoe. He wants to say further than that. What about synthetic leather? He thinks that it should be prohibited. You mean to tell me it's exeris hakotzel lavor yilbash minolim ke'el yom kippurim? I thought the answer was yes. He says it as a reductio ad absurdum, and as they say, it's someone else's einach inami. I thought people do walk around these days with a synthetic leather. Oh, it's a maris iron problem. It's true. It's a maris. You have to write if it's clear to everyone it's synthetic leather, then you should be permissible. He says, Rav Sternberg, no gzeres hakotzel lavor. It's just that's how they normally do it. And matu tachlif kamohu, gam ken osur. And therefore, our sneakers at the bottom is synthetic. You don't feel the koshi oretz. Not like a sock. He's mistaba to make it osur. He goes through a whole sugi in the Rishon. He writes it in the last paragraph. Im yesh noagim tomer lotzis behu, v'nirgash kol shiorets moron lahachmer. V'kshein noagim lotzis behu klal, v'kol shiorets lo nirgash kshagumi kosher ha-machmer tomer lo bruch. It's a higher level. V'kol shiorets nirgash, v'n noagim lotzis behu klal, then it's shari. Three different levels. It seems to me, you want to have a chumrah, I have a good chumrah for you. If you're wearing your sneakers in Yom Kippur and you're walking to shul, find a place on the route between your house and the shul where you're not going to be walking on smooth pavement or asphalt of the street. Find a place where you're going to walk on some rock, on some... There are plenty of places, there always are grassy areas or a little... bumpy area with this little branch. Walk there. So you'll feel a little bit. And I still think it's true. You do feel it. I'm talking about Converse or Keds, whatever I have, one of those two. I'm not talking about the fancy super 2-inch soles, but I think you still do feel a little bit more wearing those sneakers on the bottom than you would feel in your regular shoes. Is that correct? I think so. Emmis? You feel a little bit more. So you walk on a bump, you walk on a branch. Oh, You walk on a little pebble. Oh, I feel a little bit this way. Even with his criteria, I think it would be permissible to wear those. La'alochol l'mayis and Yom Kippur. Fine. The truth is, as we saw yesterday in Tosfos, Rav Sternberg's point is well taken. I don't think he quotes these sources, but we see it. Tosfos on Kuv Gimel, two Tosfos in a row. Hakitea mani Rav Meir dechoshev mino mimash ein regil l'asos. But we passed Rav Pilya shel beged asana rabbanon lochoshev mino mibeged kema the ein regil l'asos came. So the implication of the Tosfos is if it would be a regil l'asos came, it would be considered to be a now, more or less along the lines of Rav Sternberg. Wow. Wow. We had mentioned the kasha at the end. Why say it's also mishum kroka? We mentioned before terrorism. We saw a footnote on the Shulchan Aruch. Mentioned the Beis Meir says as follows: the Beis Meir says that the din that whatever is or mamash is kosher. We saw on payah shel or does not apply to seir. Seir is not quite or mamash, and therefore kroka is different than actual or. But on panya shel tzemer, you have a sack made from wool, even though it's made from a behemoth, and you can sew with it, but it's not considered the same as or proper, and therefore a sack from wool would be just as no good as a sack from cotton. No difference. Okay, that's how we pass on halacha l'maaseh. Okay, now the Gemara is over here, Abu Sa'id, an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Gimel Amalach, we saw it yesterday. The Gemara is discussing the idea of Kiteya, Kava Kiteya, the prosthesis of someone who's an amputee. So the Gemara says that Rav Meir says Kiteya Yotzei Bekav Shelo. So he considered it to be a kind of a shoe. And the Gemara seems to say it's Rav Meir's unique opinion. Only Rav Meir. Rav Meir said so. Rav Yossi is also quoted over here. Osa van Paya shall beg it. Got an impression of the Gemara Kipshuto. He holds it's not considered to be a shoe. Tosfos over here. Tosfos van Paya. Hiksha Rav Enatam. Tohocha mashad Rav Yossi lo choshev kava kitea minol. Midamuki Bryce of the Machshav of the Chaliska Rav Meir Dafka. Whereas in Yuma it says, Tekava Kitea Ben Rav Meir Ben Rav Yossi Minalu. Vitam Rav Yossi Gabi Shabbos Dilma Mivstik Vyossi Lasuid Alanamis for the Rabim. A technical reason. It's going to fall off. You're going to carry it in the street for Amis. A steer Galuya between Yavamis and Yuma, according to Rav Yossi. Is a kava kitea the prosthesis is considered to be a nal? Yes or no? What a great kasha. What a great kasha. Moreover, Rava himself, it says, had certain leniencies about what's considered to be a nal. What's interesting is, because Rava himself went out what's called banal shel gemi. How would you translate gemi? Rubber? Let's assume it means rubber. So that's a problem. So here's where Rashi, in order to enter this kasha, if you also saw the footnotes on the Ma'amar Kamos on the Ritva, this is footnote 219, because the Gemara, here we have rubber, and the Gemara has in Masechta Yuma that rubber yotza the sandal shel gemi. That's the gear that he had. Other different gear socks. Says Rashi asked his kasha, and Rashi answered. Kava kitea is made from wood. Wood is considered to be a minnow, but not sharminim. The Tvot doesn't like this distinction. Why should it be any different? Rashi also, wood is different. It's harder, etc. Says the Ritvah as follows, a chiddush. Truth and nachon, Rabosai, Rab Meir holds the middle. Rab Yossi also holds it's a middle. As you see, in the Gemara there, he's only worried he's going to take it off from Dalai Lamas. Otherwise, he said, who are you? The argument goes to Rabbanon. Who are these Rabbanon? Rabbanon argue with both Rab Yossi and Rab Meir. And they say that a Kav Shel Kiteya is not considered to be a mano. So who are these anonymous Rabbanon? It's true it says Sefer Nami Rabbi Meir, but it's Lav Dach Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi would hold the same thing, except Rabbi Meir says it beforeish. But there was a Rabbanon out there who disagreed. The question becomes, who are the Rabbanon? Says he would throw the answer, it's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos Daf Son of Avim and Alf. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi and holds that the Kiteya Shel Kav Shel Kiteya is not considered to be a Nal. So Machlokas Amar Atanoim, so I see Ritva. Okay. Why does the Rabbi Meir want Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Meir said it beferish. Rabbi Yossi didn't say it beferish. Oh. Indeed, it is considered to be a minnow. And the reason why we can make the following, so then it should be good for Chalitza. But in Tosis Yishanim and Yuma, in Tosis and Shabbos, had the following suggestion. No. The same reason Rabbi Yossi said it's no good for Shabbos. Why? It may fall off and you'll carry it for Amos and Shusha Rabbim. For that same reason, it's no good for Chalitza either. So for Chalitza, if it's too big, it doesn't fit, it may fall off, it's no good for Chalitza either. That's what the Tosis says in Yuma, and Tosis Shanim and Yuma and Tosis and Shabbos says the same answer. Fine. There's an interesting question about this Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Where did he get it from? A Mishnah in Adios about Kaveres Shel Kash Tor. Why? Because you don't normally make it from Kash, you make it from Konin. So the footnote on the Ritva S, this is 224, he doesn't understand. Here the Ritva says, Exeris HaKotim of Tachash. There he says it's a matter of what's normal, what's not normal. And we saw before, those two don't correspond. He doesn't give a good answer. Okay. On both sides, we finished part one of today's shiur. We now start part two. And we're way behind. We're not going to finish already, I can tell you now. I don't think so, but we'll try our best. Says the Gemara is where we left off on Kuf Gimel Av, a new sugya. A new sugya. Says the Gemara, Omar HaMeima, with a small Zion is of the Mishpah. And what's see with me, it's about a third of the way down on Kuf Gimel Amanav. Haiman de cholet stok le midchase le kare. Rashi. Le midchase le tchof raglo bekarka. Gonna press your foot on the ground. Omele abravash da meme about Tanya ben Omer ben Yoshe ben Mute. A simple level, the guy's sitting down or is leaning, his foot's not on the ground, not standing. Aima. All of the dachas are carrying. Yeah. You're sitting in leaning, but you gotta press down. Absolutely must press down. So is the Gemara. Now, there's an interesting question. What is the Gemara's kasha? We should argue, what is Bein Omed? Bein Omed, Bein Yoshe, Bein Mutter, taken from the top line of the same Amud. Vacholet is min asuma, chalit hasa, ke shera. Maybe it's only kshera b'diyevet. And Haiman the Cholot Stork the Mitches the Kare is the Chatchila. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Did that bother you? Didn't bother you, guys? Didn't bother you? Shouldn't bother you. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Gemara has two members. One, you should do this. You need to do this. And two, it's Kasha without it. No stira. You need to do the Chatchila, but b'di'eved, it'd be Kasha even without it. Pshiya. So this, Rabosai, leads to a conclusion that it's no good even b'diyevet. When the word tzorach is used, tzorach means many things. Some of tzorach is makah b'diyevet, some of tzorach is not makah b'diyevet. Take a look at the Nemukei Yosef, Rabosai. Please turn to the Nemukei Yosef. We discussed this barichas. Whether this tzorach is makah or not makah. Based on this kasha we just saw. Here we go. Page Sadivov. We have a discussion here in the sugya. One second, please. Limitchasei. Why? Says the Nebuk Yosef. It's at the end of page 71. They should titrach lachlos to lefamim minos shel bezin godol meraglo v'nire kiyotzim me'elov in lo yitzchok raglo me'at. We're afraid that the shul may be too big because they make a one size fits all. If he didn't step down in it, it doesn't look like it's being pulled off by the woman. It's like it's just like falling off sort of by itself. That's the impression that's conveyed. Oh. Fine. One second. So let's look a little bit over here in the Ravid. Rabbi, so you have the Ravid. The Ravid is quoted by the Ramban in the Sefer HaSchus. But in order to appreciate this better, keep one hand over here on page Sadi Zion in the Rif, and go right back to read a few more lines in the Gemara and off Kuf Gimel. Let me make it more clear. Kuf Gimel, Rabbi, so I'm an Aleph, says the Gemara like this. Another Amema. Two Amemas in a row. What do Amema say now? V'yamar Amema. Haiman de maski al lichto de kare lo cholitz. What does this mean? What do the words mean? Rashi. Al lichto de kare sheraglo hofuch v'dores balyono sheregel. His foot is inverted. The sole is up and the other part is down. It's a funny kind of foot he has. Okay? She ain't no doors but mokum midris raglo. Fine. Frek Rashi. V'yafal gab the tanan in the Mishnah. Min akuvu l'mata k'shera. He's an amputee. It's kosher. How can it be? Amputee, it's kosher. And here, his foot is upside down. It's no good. Hosam hu d'chi nechtach raglo. Kom le shok. Rachmon amame al raglo. Tahaynu shoko. The shok, the calf, is on top of what was his foot, perfectly formed originally. Avalhai lav regular was never, wasn't born with a foot that was a proper foot. That's Rashi's answer. Tosis reiterates it. Take a look at Tosis. Man de maski al lichs of the ari lo cholitz, pierce bekuntris, shanes at kore regal, came a shahof kol kol shok, di de nami lo mikri me al raglo. Avalhega shenik de raglo, shoko hainu me al raglo, de came in the kodem ktia. Hoya shoko me araglo, acha katia nami karina me araglo. This is beferish, past tense. So Amemar said two things here, Rabosai. And the question is, how connected are they? How connected are they? Read the Rach. Rach pirish, tamad lo cholitz, mademiski alichto de kare, dlomotzi shaper lemidchase le kule kare aro. The rach that the Rabbi Amemar is l'shitoso. L'fiza nami also shaper ha de guria mi kitea. The kitea dochis shaper kule shoke a'ara. He will have his prosthesis and it'll take, go press down very, very hard. Everyone with me so far? Everyone with me so far? Fine. Once we tell us, we should finish it. Mitoch perusha mashma de pshitalu de kitea chole. Tavada! How can you disagree? We saw Mefurash and Gemara. Right? The Kitea is Cholitz with the calf. It's Mefurash and the Gemara. So before we finish Tosfos, we're up to the first wide line of Tosfos. We see a few more lines of Gemara. We'll come back to the end of the Tosfos. Says the Gemara Bosai. Omer le Rav Ashi l'Amemar. V'otanya smucha seraglayim. Lav the Cholitz bo iyu. That a person can use this smukh osir aglayim, which what does it mean? It's a proper kshera. Says Rashi, Hagorer es raglo v'hem akumim. He has crooked legs, he schleps his legs along with some kind of a device. Moses says, no, lo. The yohiv leila acher v'cholitz. Can you imagine what it means? It's such a dochak teret. Smuchas raglayim is permissible for somebody else to use. Somebody else to use. It's not the poshup shot. Omra vashi lemai the kamra meimar. Labar uba cholitz, labar kipuv cholitz. Rashi, who are these people? Again, the achas shiragul yisharim. Pirshal megalchin the ichlishu ledat el ravashi. They got Rashi upset. That's why Hashem made a miracle. Vizhapuch karayu, and their feet turned upside down. I can't explain how that happened, but it happened. Okay, that. One more cut. Few more lines before you finish. Minakuvalamata, on a simple level, what does it mean? Is an amputee beneath the knee. Frank the Gemara Minu Regolin. This is almost Pesach. Shalosh Regolim Tovu Libashana. Prat Libale Kabin. What do you mean prat? What do the words mean? Rashi. Prat Libale Regolim Shalosh Regolim Tovu. Prat Libale Kabin Shepturim in Aria. Alma shok lav regalu. They have a prosthesis. They don't have feet. They're potter from aliyah the regal. It's a play on words. Regal means shalosh regal. But it's a play on words of regal means a foot. Says the Gemara, shani hocha dechsiv me'al raglo. V'cholta me'al raglo. What's on top of your foot, Rashi? Me'al raglo. Mashma midover shu al raglo. V'dloksiv v'cholta nalo me'raglo. Yochi lemanu nakuva nami, even the thigh. No, meal below meal the meal. Okay, that's above. Two steps removed, not allowed. Omra papa shmamino, hi istavira. What's an istavira? What's an istavira? What does it mean? Anybody?
Ankle.
Okay, somebody had some part of the body of the ankle. Thank you. Ad ara nochis. It's considered like part of the part that touches the ground. Disaka daitach mifsik posik. It's a different unit. Havalu iu me'al v'shoka me'al de me'al. So the sole is the foot, the ankle is me'al, and then the calf be me'al de me'al. According to this havaminim, even the calf is too high. Amravashi, no. I feel the term of mifsik posik. Call the Bahade Kara Kikara Dami. No, until the ankle is considered to be part of the foot. Atka. Once we finish the Gemara, we have to know. We saw Ahmed Beis. We also saw a little bit in the Ma'am Makomas. I'm not going to go there now. There's one piece we can't even begin to talk about now. That's a question of whether you have to own the Chalit Shu or not. That's after Pesach. But maybe we can cover the other stuff until then. Maybe. It's most of it. Says Tosu, we left off. Avalei Niralari, do we think that an amputee cannot do chalitza? Do you remember I told you from the story from the Rav? I think it was in Berlin. Didn't I tell you that story? They want to be about the Yibum because they're an amputee. Well, according to Rashi and the Rach, an amputee can do chalitza. What's the problem? I guess it depends how high up it is. But yeah. Ein Niralari, Tobi Rishami Mefarish, Hodekatoni Bimasnisim in Arkuva Lamata, Chalitosa Ksheira. Haina bekosher ritzuo sasando me'akuvu lamato. You have to tie the straps beneath the knee. Avo bekite aloari midi. We're not discussing an amputee. Father Kotoni bebraiso kava kitea. Isn't it clear as day that a prosthesis is good for chalitashu? Obviously, a prosthesis is for an amputee. Ika leferushi, you believe it or not, nami. The yohiv liacher vecholitz. Can you believe it? Someone who's not an amputee is still going to use this kind of a prosthesis type of a shoe. I'm pelleting. Vavi motzi lemeimel l'tamecho. Kava kiteya micholitz. Ela diyov liacher. V'chein derech b'kama mekomas. Yocholom l'tamecho. V'ein omer. Period. V'yod. Mekora desova de beregel afucho shaycha chalitza. Hu adin de kiteya na micholitz. They're more thought that way. This is what it is discussion. Avalfiya maskon alo. or the Porach Raglayim Prat Lebalei Kabin Mefurash Gemara Bosai, that we're talking about an amputee. No, a nupsha. Hachi Porach. Kevah the shok lo mikri regel, if the calf's not called a foot, imkein lemata me'akuva amai k'shera, under the knee it's cut. Why is it kosher? Holo havya k'shira. No, not cut. He's a perfectly intact foot. Lemata me'akuva, when he ties the strings on the calf, why is it kosher? Holo havya k'shira b'makom regel. According to the Havah Mina, you're not going to believe this. You have to tie all the straps. Well, that's okay. You have. You have to tie all the straps ankle or below. Such a crazy Havamina. The Gemara says, no, you can even tie the straps all the way up to the knee. This is Shita Satosis. So it's a big fight. Rashi in the Rock says it can be chalitza, even by an amputee, as long as it's minakuba the mouth under the knee. And Tos says, absolutely not. Not allowed. Machlokas gedolei arishonim, and this very, very significant halachic point. Very significant. Rabosai, this idea that you have to step on your, step hard on the ground. What kind of din is that? What kind of din is that? We already saw before. But now we go back to the dat be'arif. Says the Raiva. The Raiva is in the bold print in Sefer Aschus. Is the Raiva? Hey Shiva Ravza, Hani. What did the Rif say? Cause of Alochas. Shamina mine mina. The Masnisin Tamed Lachud. The Amema Tamed Lachud. The Svirle. The Amema. The Bo. The Tivutzi Ragle. The Mitchasi Alara Vecholitz. What does that mean? The two Amemas are somehow connected. Hey Shiva Ravza, Hani Tadu Shmeitz. The Amema Lavchad Atimehu. It's only lechatchila. By the kama, I man the maski al luchso the kare lochotz. Yicholot chalitzaso psula. V'tama the milsim ishem the gav a regel ushnik were regel. Rabbo said the regel is what's this called? The inset? What's it? The top part of your foot. What's this called? Bridge? Whatever it's called. That's the regular. What's the bottom part called? The tachak sole, right? Tachas a regal, hukshinikwa kaf a regal. Kaf, that's the word kaf. Vizel shiragal hafuchos, the kaf ragal holechas lola mala. Strange. Nimtses knalo nechletses kaf raglo. V'lo me'al raglo. Gam kshu holech, nalo holech lemata me'raglo. V'atorah me'nalo me'al raglo. V'tarte shmaitzo d'amei me'hilchos ninu k'dekos of the Rav. Adkan divrei harav. The Rav in the Rav's language is the Rif, and the Rav in the Ramban's language is the Rav. Says the Eilu divrei atal, is the Ramban. Amar mechav, im k'divrei rabbeinu Avraham, the Rav, heich hikshalo rav ashi l'meimah. Vatanya ben Omed ben Yoshe ben Mutter. What's the kasha? Tahib di Evid. Tanya the Choletz Chalitzas Ksheri Katani. Tanya di Evid. Di Evid. It's the kasha we asked before. How can it be? What's the Gemara's kasha? What in the world is the Gemara's kasha? You ask a kasha from A to B. They completely correspond. One is the Chatchila. One is the Di Evid. Not even a kasha. What's the kasha? Doesn't even begin. That's the Ramban's kasha against the Ravid who said that the entire din of stepping down hard is only a din lichatchila. That's the Ramban's kasha. So therefore, Rabosai, it comes out, the Ramban is saying, if you didn't step down, it's no good even with the Yevid. The question, of course, becomes why. So why? 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 Why should it be no good even with the Yevid? There has to be a reason. You can't make it up out of nowhere. Where does it come from? Where does it come from that it's no good? Why should it be? Why? Oh. So says the Ramban in the paragraph which begins the word Elo, which is the fifth line of column 2. Mistaba the honey, tadi shmaitza da mema shaychen badodi, as the Rif said. The beina the dochis kara kolomar, shianiach also ala oret, bederech halicha, lafuke, hoyeraglo nitle ala kevo, kederech odom muta, stop, it's hanging in the air. Oshe mushka valtsido, you're lying on a bed, kederech odom yoshev, like it's sitting down. Umay the comma the mitchasei urchal the sugya nakid ki hechid lehavi kedarko afilu b'shas chalitza. That's what it means, Rabbi Osai. It's ma'akev. It has to be the foot on the ground, but derech halicha. That's what it says. And the guy's foot is upside down. He can't do it that way. Lo matzah the terutz of the karak derech hiluch bnei adam. And you don't follow his personal halicha. And the tamid amayim b'tarvayu. It's all one and the same. It's one and the same. They're connected. Okay. So the Sefer HaSchus of the Ramban and arguing with the Ravid says these two dinim are clearly connected. Clearly connected. Okay. Has to be what's called, in effect, what we call Royal Amida. Royal Amida, Rav Osai, there's a discussion of what you have to actually be standing. That's the Gemara we saw, Omer Yoshe. Take a look at the last 10 lines or so of the Sefer Eschus. Kamash Man Ameima. That's the last 8 lines. Ameima is the last one on the line. The Derech Amida Mio Meachem Afilu Dievet Kid Rabbi Zeira. Who's Rabbi Zeira? What did Rabbi Zeira say? What did Rabbi Zeira say? Anybody know? The famous man, Rabbi Zeira, world famous. Take a look at Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Keep one hand, don't let go. Keep one hand in the Rif, one hand in the Gemara. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. What did Rabbi Zeira say? It's famous throughout Shas. I'm Rabbi Zeira, what a small gimel is. Kol Aroya Lebila and Bila Makevesbo. V'choshen roa lebila bila makevesbo. Rabosai, kol aroa la'amida and regular hiluch ena makevesbo. Kol she'ena roa la'amida and regular hiluch is makevesbo. That's the Ramban is driving it over here in the Sefer HaSchus. A beautiful pshat. Mamish, a beautiful pshat. In roa la'amida. Beautiful. Sounds like a din d'oraisa. In the Raisa, because the Omar is a Pasuk. You need Royal Amida. So he writes in the Sefer HaSchus. Rabbo says the same author, Ramban, has a thing called the Melchemes Hashem. And each one, Rabbo says, has a different name for a different reason. But he argues with the Balamora, it's a war. He really takes him on. He didn't like the Balamora. Balamora wrote his name when he was 17 years old. Criticized the Rif, who was the God of Ador many generations before. He didn't take that kindly, the Rambam. Makes an all-out war against Melchemes Hashem. The Ravid, who was from the previous generation, who was older, they all lived, they all were contemporaries to some extent. But the Ravid was a Zoka of Yosef Yeshiva. He would save for a schus. I'll still find a schus for the Rif against the Ravid. He called him the Rav, and I'm only a Talmud. It's not the Adam who goes to Balamor. Oh, no. And if you think that the Ravid and Balamor were best friends, oh, they were neighbors. That's even much more testy. The Ramban lived in Spain. The Balamor and the Ravid lived in Provence, southern France. They went at it sometimes, not shaykh. If you want to see it, you look in the, what's it called? Oh, I forgot the name of it. And you shouldn't think they're fighting about real practical stuff that happens every day in the Beis Medrash. But shul, the Shalosh Poros, what's it called? Kuntres, where is it? The whole fight in the Sugya Bava Metzia, some arcane Sugya, and they call it with all kinds of names. It's so bad, that when the Shita Mekubetz quoted it, he left the names out. The Mavish, that was a star in those years. So you have this interesting, the Ramban and the Balamor and the Rav, all these Gedolim living at that time. Wow. A lot of sparks are flying, Rabbi Osai. Yes, sir.
What do you think I have to put down on the ground? Like, Why is, like, what does that accomplish? Because isn't she going to lift up anyway?
Oh, very good question. Very good question. What is accomplished by putting the foot on the ground? She's going to lift it up at the end anyway. So you hold, like some Gedolim, who maintained that she should not be picking up his foot at all. He has to put his foot on the ground, and when he talks about picking up the foot, all it means is that she has no choice to pick it up a tiny bit, and you get to pull it out while it's as close as can be to being on the ground. The Pischei Tshuva quotes it. We don't paskin this way at all. The Noda Rabbi Yehuda came down fire against the Shita from, I think, Rabbi Zalman Emreich, some godel from the Rabbi Yehuda's time. Although in the Sefer Chalitza Kilchos, he said that some people think he's really right against it. Maybe you're really right.
But how do they understand? Like, what?
No, you first put the shoe down like this, and then you put it down to show it's a way you can normally walk. For Omar, standing and walking, that's normal. Then once it's down, you've demonstrated that. So now you already can pick it up and have the chalitza when it's picked up. That's how we pass halacha lemaisa. Which reminds me, by Reis Shalita promised that after Pesach, Bli Neder, he's going to come and do a demonstration of a chalitza on his own foot, he said. Why on his own foot? He says he has no brothers. He doesn't want to make like an Ayan Horva, you know, after the chalitza. He has no brothers, so it's impossible to ever have any even a chalitza by him. But does anyone else in this room have no brothers? So we have some other volunteers, okay. Depends, okay. We'll see who's going to be the volunteer. The mile of having someone else volunteer, so Rabbi Reitz can show you how to put it on. And he can't put it on himself so well. So we'll see who's going to be the volunteer. We have the week after Pesach, remind me, get back to Chalitza Shul, just have to get it for the Bezin. We'll have maybe a couple of days after Pesach, we'll have a visitor, okay? A distinguished visitor, believe that. Okay, so let's go on over here where we are. In the Sefer Melchamas Hashem, he quotes the Baal Amor. Kosev b'sefer Amor. Masha kosev arivzal. B'min akuvo l'malo. The labach b'nechtuch haragla v'askinon. The rivers of the machmirim. That is like Tosfos. That if it's an amputee, it's no good. Lo nirali. Mitakar v'ramina le regolim. Prat l'bali kabin. Come on. The simple pshat is that it's all about an amputee. Tosfos had such a fancy pshat. So, says the Ramban, a whole loop shot. Ramban says, "Miu hecha deika regel, ika meal de regel, hecha de leka regel v'lo klumu." How do you like that shot of the Ramban? If you're an amputee, there is no regel. Rashi said Rashi had a creative shot. There once was a foot. The Ramban, don't be so nostalgic and romantic. Now there's no foot. How do you even call to now, Ramban? Right now there's no foot. How can it possibly be good? Oh. He's been told, according to the Havamina, Shok is Kori Regal, Nechta Karaglo, Nami, Lomen Chalitosik Shera, Ishlomar, Kaven, the Ksiv, the Cholza, Chalitza Ma'aliyah Sabinan, the Torah Slay Lekari Biaro, Vaholo Motzi Torah Slay Bederech Ilucha Lo Cholitz. What's he saying? Vi Afagav the Motzi Tochas Le Yoshev Omute, Afagav the Haika Regal. What's he saying over here, Abosai? Yahak, the reason why I have to step down is not as he seemed to say over here in the Sefer Aschus, it's Exeris Akosim of Yomad and the Omad Derech Ilucha. Rather, why? Why? He explains why. He tells you the reason is the chsiv cholza chalitza ma'aliyah saboi. The Torah says the kara biar. You put your foot down on the floor and it's pressed down and it's on tight. Now, when I take it off, that's considered to be chalitza ma'aliyah. Whoa. Also, however, maybe a din daraisa. For all we know, din daraisa. You turn to the Rosh Rabosai at the beginning of Simon Zion, get an impression this whole dinner of stepping down the floor is a din derabbanon. Please turn. A din derabbanon. Yud Perek Yud Beis, Simon Zion at the very beginning. Om Rameimah! Haiman, the cholet stork, the mitchasei lekari, kadeshi yit, niker, Shetorachas lachlos minol delefomim minol b'shal bezn godol mimidas raglo v'nire kiyotzi me'elov imlo sheyitchok raglo b'karka ma'at. Okay? If you don't press down, it gets an impression it's falling off by itself. Wow. That sounds like a din derabbanan. So Rabbo said, let's chazer again. We have the kasha, the Ramban against the Ravid. If the din is only a din l'chatchila, and Ben Omen, Ben Yoshe, Ben Muta is ksher, she means to be the Yevid, what in heaven's name is the Gemara's kasha to begin with? The first answer is the Ravid is wrong. It's Ma'akevim Ben Yevid. Okay, that's not the Ramban said. Proof. The Ritva suggests a different answer, which is hinted at in the Nimuka Yosef itself. Again, back to the Nimuka Yosef. He discusses this very, very issue. Take a look over here on column 2 on page Tzadivov. Beinoma Ben Yosef, Kosa Mefarshim, Rashba, Ritva. The Afal Gab the Tanya Chalitzos the Ksheira, the Mashma Dieved who the Mashma Dieved, and if it be Dieved, we have to say the problem is why they contradict Tzorek, which is only the Chatchila. Says this Shita the second day in Ritva, who adin the Chatchila Namishari, Ben Yosef Ben Mute. Wow, the Agav the boy the Mister Seva Chalitzos the Psula, Tani Bereisha Chalitzos the Ksheira, but it's the Chatchila. Teda lechatchila shari, the ha'omed kuli alma modu shu lechatchila. Vafilo hoche nakta, doesn't say, Yoshev amut lechalitos l'ksheira. It says, omed also. Omed is for sure lechatchila. The same as omed lechatchila. Yoshev amut is also lechatchila. So Rabbo said, we answered the Ravid's question, the kasha the other way. The question against the Ravid was, what's the kasha? He had tzorach as lechatchila, and ksheira is b'dayevit. So the first terrorism that we saw before was, we saw the Ramban, no, Tzorach is even b'diyevet. They're both b'diyevet. The second terrorism is fakered. They're both l'chatchila. Ksherim is l'chatchila and Tzorach is l'chatchila. So you're going to answer the question one of two ways. Either they're both l'chatchila or both b'diyevet. Fine. The old. The midamakshah, the Rav Ashadam, here's what he says in Beferish. L'meimah mehach b'raisa. U'may kusha. Ameimah Tzorach koma l'chatchila. Ubraisa the Yevit, same kasha that the Ramban asked. And the Vaday Mishun the Braisa of the Chatchila he actually. Period. Look at that. So then even the Chatchila, so writes the Muka Yosef, and so writes the Ritva. Fine. Truth is, Rabosai, the Rif sounds that way, and the Rambam sounds that way. Let's continue. Everyone look inside with me, please. Page Sadi Vav, paragraph Tanya, column 2. Let's read together. And he says as follows. V'hod the Armina the Kamal Kuvav, be it the Asik Hamed the Rebbe Abba, Omala Biti Amodi, my daughter, please stand up. Efshu the Lavishas Chalitza Kamala, Elakodem Chalitza, Shabal of Fun of Lisrai. But who did the boy I mean the chsev anu v'amdu? It was a tumult in Kuvav. I wanted to give me chalitza. Adversarial. That requires a din Torah. That requires, technically speaking, that the ballet didn't stand up. Miu yesh brisa d'tanya. The omad v'yomar melamed shein omer dvorav ela ba'amido. You have to stand up. You have to stand up. Can you imagine that? There are three parts to the process. The two not so important parts, you have to stand. And the most important part, you can sit. It's a little bit strange. Chalitza is makev. Rikika and Amira are not makev. It's a little strange. But you know what it's based upon? A pasuk. The Torah Kedosha. The word V'omad is found in the context of Amira, not in the context of Chalitza. That's what comes out. You'll ask, that's very nice when it comes to Kriya, right? But what about Rikika? Why should you have Rikika? What's Rikika? Where Rikika? What is Rikika? It doesn't say Ahmed Verakaka. It doesn't say anywhere. Strange. Abachalitza fil Yoshe, the Kakosav, Yoshemis, the Poshenis Yodeha, Bebezin, Uma Teras, with Suas Amidl, Umitzis Chalitzi, she was Shneem, Omdin Bishas Rikika, Bishas Amir, but Sarahin, the Bishlam Amir, the Xilam of Yomer. Afal God Loksiv, Omdov, Omra, Efshar, Dadin Shovel, Shneem, yeah, maybe. Elric, after all, she also has to speak. She has a speaking role too, right? Doesn't she? Me'ain Law of Yishav, right? She has two speaking roles. She has much more talk than he does. Nashim Dabranio, she has many, many more words than he has. What does he say? How many words does he say? Lo chafatzi lekachta. How many words does she say? Me'en yavami lahokim shem. That's already eight. Then, who knows? Double digits. She has just many more times words than he has. Okay. Is it Tisha Kavin? Is it 9 to 1? I don't think so. I don't think she has quite 27. She should have had 27 words, according to the ratio. A little bit of the b'dicha there about it. Okay. El Rikika Minolon. Why must you stand for the Rikika? Because of the Raj Mazal. Recently, Ksas Mechavish, Tzricha Mamida, Afil Bish Chalitza Sasandal, the Aragdus of Daitam. So we have the following questions. Why do you need it for the Chalitza? And why do you need it for the Rikika? Only the Amira, where it says it, Beferish, Omen V'Yomar. Because of the Ritva, Hanachon the Kolonyone Chalitza bin Amumen Lachat Chila. For lo Mishim the Chsiv Amel Yomar. Do I see me as smach to be Amu? And the Mishim the Havikain Din. The Chsiv Amnu Shne Anoshim and Shalhem Ariv. The Chain Pirish Rasha the Kamon Biti Amodi the Chalitza. Shem the Amdu the Hainu Shein Amaka Bidi Eved. Din. So we have the following sheet. This is either Mishim Din or Mishim Gzera Sakosuv. If it's a Gzeres HaKosov, then how in the world could it extend from Chalit, from Kriya to Rikika? That's the Kasha which the Rashbo asks against the Rambam. And he has no answer. He has no answer. There's no answer. So the Mefarshim explain that you have to be able to witness it. The Gemara speaks at the end of the Perek, by Ro Kanira LaDayonim. And if you want it, you should be able to see it, and I'm telling you something hard to see. I'm telling you. If someone, you know, spits, and they're not spitting that much, very often you can't see it. If you can't see it, do it again. It'll look very, depends on the background. I'm serious. Yeah, we saw it. Good. So it's not Ma'akeh, but we try to do it the way it's, okay? So if she's sitting down, you're not going to see it so well. About a Balabatish explanation, if you look at the footnotes of the Ritva, he quotes that suggestion. Oh. It's interesting that the Magad Mishnah says, Rikika is considered to be like din. What? How can Rikika be din and Chalitza is not din? Rabbi says, you can sit for the Chalitza and stand. How can that be? If you tell me that it's din, Chalitza is the ultimate din. How can it be? How's it possible? You can sit for Chalitza, it's not din, and just to stand for Rikika, the Rikika is din? That's like a pella otzum. How in the world can you suggest such a thing? That's a. Huh? No, I understand that. But either the entire, we saw in the B'nuk Yosef, the entire process, close to Ritva, everything, from beginning to the end, it's all called din. All called din, I understand very well. You should have a meeting. Fine, that's good. But the Magad Mishnah, Pshat, and the Rambam says you're allowed to stand for the Amida, for the Kriya, and for the Rikika, not for the Chalitza. So the Kriya is a Pasuk. Where do you get Rikika? Din. So if that's din, how can it be the Chalitza is not din? The Chalitza is the one thing that's Ma'akev. How can that not be din? That's a Chapela Otsum. How do you explain that? Says the Aruch HaNer the following. Listen to this one now. Rabosai, listen to this. The Rambam, above all, was a practical person. We all know that. Very practical. The Rambam felt that in order for the woman to do the Chalitza, you cannot expect her to stand up. Maybe he considered bending down to be the equivalent of sitting. Maybe he felt you have to actually sit down. Rabosi, have you gone to the shoe store? Who's been in a shoe store within the last year? Okay? You try on a pair of shoes, and someone starts put on and off. What position were you in? Sitting. What position was the other person in?
Crouching.
Crouching? Really? Oh, I thought they sat.
I was sitting. Whatever, it's
okay. So they either sit or they crouch. So maybe crouching, according to the Rambam, is also considered like sitting. It's not considered like standing. Therefore, Rabosai, since she can't stand and do the chalitza properly, so you can't tell me that because of din, that there has to be a standing position during the time of the chalitza. She can't stand, and therefore you cannot expect him to stand either. Because when it comes to a din Torah, Rabosai, what's the rule? And if you want to get the rishus to sit down, which we do in Bezda, what do? We allow them to what? To both sit down. You don't want to have one sitting and one, that's not equal. So here too, that's the Rosh Hashanah is right over here. She has to be sitting in order to do the chalitza, to bend down, it's not considered to be standing. So therefore it's impossible to demand that he should stand. Is that right? And she either has to sit, or if she's crouching is maybe considered to be like sitting. Halacha l'maisa, we saw the Ritva, l'chatchila, everything should be done ba'amida. Why din? Now wait a minute, what kind of din? Take a look at Rabosai in the Rosh and Siman Vav. This is a little tricky. The Rosh, Siman Vav, please turn. Perek Yud Bei, Siman Vav. What part of din? Those who ever learned Sanhedrin and other places, the din is divided into two parts. There's Tchilas Din and there's Gemar Din. The last line in the Rosh Siman Vav is the same as we just saw in the Mukah Yosef. What does it say? It's a smach to be Amav Omar. Ulechatchila be'inon amida b'shem didamya ligmar din. And a gemar din, you have to stand. Gemar din. Okay? And it could be a really din daraisa. In other words, the Omar is in a smach to. Here you have a din daraisa. Rabbanah's Omar is daraisa itself, as we said before. Nafkamina Rabosai, perhaps for the Yavama. If it's a din, the Yavama should also be standing. If it's only the Yavama, Pashas only goes on him. It's a little bit of a kasha, Rabosai, a little bit of a kasha in terms of the Magad Mishnah's opinion. Magad Mishnah, the Rambam wants to be Omad, and even the Yavama has to stand. It's a little bit of a problem. I'll be passing a local Lamaisa, Yavama should stand. There are those who disagree. The Rashba says, it's not called in. How can that be called in? The answer is, the very beginning, the first thing we learned in Pitzmiz Chalitza, the first thing we learned, you do not require smuchim. It's enough to have had yotos. The Rashba says, if it were considered to be a din, you'd have to have smuchim. The fact that had yotos is enough indicates it's not really considered to be din. Of course, the problem becomes, this is all very, very nice. But did we just say, the Rosh, it's Gemar Din? And he says, the Kamon, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Where do you find in Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, it's considered to be like Gemar Din? Where do you see that? Take a look on Kuf Dalet, where do you see it? Where? Show me, where in Daf Kuf Dalet you find anywhere that chalitza is considered to be like gemar din. The Mishnah says chalitza b'layla, chalitza sekshera. Rabbi Loza apostles it. What are they fighting about? Rivim the goyim, imak shina nafilu gemar din b'layla namilo. What's the machlokes? Mar sava chalitza ketchilas din, umar sava chalitza Kigmardin. How do we pass it in the Shaila? How do we pass it in the Shaila? Tchilas din, it happens to be required by Yom. Done in by Yom, begone by Laila. So the problem is, halacha lemaisa, Rabosai, we pass it in Chalitza, is Tchilas din. The question becomes, you can't do it at night. The problem is, Tchilas din, Rabosai, then Why does it require Amida? This is a tremendous kasha. How do we paskin? How do you paskin? You make up your mind, Rabbi Osai. You paskin it's tchilas din, or you paskin it's gemar din. How do you have it both ways? Again, if it's tchilas din, we understand very well why it's no good balayla. But then it should be enough to have yeshiva. If it's gemar din, we understand why you require amida, but then why is it no good balayla? That's the question. So the Vilna Gaon asked this question. Not my question. Listen to what he says. The Bir Agro. The Af Al Gav the Kaimalon the Chalitza Kitchilas Din Kuf Dalam and Aleph Hainu Lahachmir. Rabbosai, the age of Chumis didn't start in the 21st century, something. The Vilna Gaon says he's going to machmer both. We're not sure. We're not sure if it's gemar din. We're not sure it's chilas din. We're machmer both ways. The Gaon is not the only one who said it, but there are others who say it. Because this halacha, Rabbi Osei, is found in Shulchan Aruch, and the Beis Meir is bothered by a similar question. That's a long base. Maybe we spoke about it a long time ago. Is it a din? Is it not a din? Is it tchilas din? What is it? Gemar din? Seems to say that we're just not sure what it is. Rabbosai, we only have a few more minutes. Just one more thing, and we have to stop. And Rabbosai, I'm telling you, as I predicted, we're not finishing this parsha today. I thought we'd be finished. Not quite. Let me just tell you one more thing for a few more minutes. The Ritva, Rabbi Osai, gives another answer to this question. Let's chazer the question. The question was, what's the Gemara's kasha on Kuf Gimel and Aleph? Gemara is a steer in two Gemara's. What? The top one in the Amud says, Ben Yoshe, Ben Omed, Ben Yoshe, Ben Mutter, is what? Is Ksheira. And here it says, Tzarech, right? Tzarech, Limit Chasei HaKarim. What's the kasha? One's a Chatchila, one's B'di Yevet. So what do we saw two Terutzah? No, they're both even B'di Yevet. Or they're both the Chatchila. That's what we saw. The Ritva has his own ingenious answer. If Amida is only Lechatchila, Rabbosai, he sees no reason why it should be required to press down hard on the ground. If it's a Din even Bidi Eved, I understand full well. I understand full well. Along the lines we saw Rabbosai in the Ramban a few minutes ago in the Sefer Aschus, right? Whatever's Roy, right? He quotes in the footnote 247. If Amida is Mishum V'Omad V'Yomar, you need Mitchas Kare, Ramban for Aschus, Kiderech Halicha. But now that we say, B'diyevet is kosher, B'diyevet is kosher, means you don't dash in V'Omad V'Yomar. So Mehechet Teset about the Milchas Akare. That's how the Ritva gave his own independent answer to the Kasha we saw before. One more time. If, I'll read you from the Ritva's Lashon itself. Keva de Tama de Boy Amida Lechatchila. Einu ala mishum v'omdu shnei ha'anoshim. Mehechet Tesilan de Tzorach le'mitchas ragle. Why should you require it? Again, if you would need it, Mishum v'omad again, mikra adin. Then we would say what? Then we would say you need mitchas kari. You need amida kederech halicha. But now it's all this kosher b'diavad. We don't wash. Do we wash? You have to sit there, stand on the ground even the chatchila. That's his terms. Then it says a fourth answer. We'll end with this from the Marashal, quoted in the same footnote 247. Quote: the Parech Shapir. Midatanya bein omeid v'chule, mashma de ein kan reyusa, elo mitzad she eino omeid. The chasaron is that you're not standing up. V'ha'ika reyusa achrini, v'lo toritz kare. This is additional shortcoming. V'imkein hoya lo l'chalik mineu bei, bein toritz kare, bein lo toritz kare when he's standing up. V'akol ba'amida. Okay. The Akshav Ikalamiti Velomar Hodashmina Natana the Enoch Shera Elevidiev Hainu Mute Dikatatal Reza Eina Omeid Vegamatovitz Kari Hobachad Reza Lokapdinan, etc. etc. So you look up the Marshal and Simet Tazvav, you'll see it. It's quoted over here in Tutu. We have to stop here with the Bleeding Adam. After Pesach on Monday, we'll continue with these in Yonim, and tomorrow the entire Shiur will be devoted to Hilchos Pesach. If you can bring a Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Pesach will be very helpful. I'm sure you can find what's Chelek Hay, or Gemara Pesachim. And that'll be 11:30 tomorrow with more cake to be served. You have to go tomorrow. There'll be a Shiur again at 1 o'clock.